Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:37, up 12.5 on the open. March, 5:43, up 8.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 5:20, up 7.5 on the open. March, 5:28, up 9. May, 5:13, up 10. July, 4.62, up 1.5. September, 4.60, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 3:20.5, up 5 on the open. March, 3:30, up 4.75. May, 3:35, up 4. July, 3:39, up 3.5. September, 3:29.5, up 2. December, 3:27.5, up 2.75. March, 3:33, up 2.75 on the open. December oats open at 2:34.25, up 1.25 on the open. March, 2:39, up 3/4. November beans open at 6:12.75, up 8.25 on the open. January, 6:27, up 9. March, 6:32, up 6. May, 6:39, up 6.5. July, 6:46.5, up 2.75. Noves, the red line, 6:61, up 4.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 181.70, up 2.10 on the open. January, 183, up 2.40. December soybean oil opened at 26.25, up 29 on the open. January also up 29 on the open. It's tick at 26.58. Over at the Merck, October feeders open at 107.35, up 25 on the open. November, 104.95, down 12.5. January, 104.20, down 25 on the open. October live cattle open at 88.55, down 2.5 on the open. December, 87.60, down 25. February, 90.30, down 22.5. April, 89.90, down 15 on the open. December lean hogs open at 58.95, down 30 on the open. February, 61.30, down 40. April, 62.80, down 52.5. And May, 66.32.5, down 57.5 on the open. February pork bellies opened unchanged at 87.77.5.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Soybeans now 6:12.75 in the Noves, been as high as 6:13. They've blown through the August highs this morning. What does your cyclical work show that soybeans may do between now and when they go off the board?
Well, my bias is that the we're going to look back at the September low on beans as a major long-term low, and the overall general soybean market out of grind, in a sideways to higher trend, probably all the way into next spring. And I think the fundamental force behind that, now I don't think we'll go straight up. There's going to be some ups and downs, there are going to be some waves in here, but the general focus on that will be, discussion of how big a drop we're going to see in acreage plantings here in the U.S., and then, of course, a big chunk of that will depend upon how the South American crop unfolds here. The planting season is underway, or the growing season has officially begun in South America. The planting season kind of lasts all the way into the first week or so of December, and we'll see how weather developments on that. But I think probably more so in the short term here, I think the beans are ripe here for some kind of October high and then kind of a setback. So I'm kind of leaning toward maybe this bean market could stay firm into late October all through next week, maybe into the first part of November, and then maybe kind of have a setback. The bean market, what we're seeing here, I don't know exactly what open interest did here yesterday, but I think the bean market is starting to see some short-covering activity, so open interest might be beginning to come down, and I think that's probably what you're seeing here, because beans are kind of leading the pack here. Wheat's had a couple reversal downs. It's kind of the 550 area seems to be pretty rough resistance for the wheat. Corn, we visited the 325 area, and we've kind of found that as a hard spot, and we've had the setback. So now we got to see whether or not the strength in soybeans can pull wheat and corn up through their highs and start a new leg up in this market, or if we're just going to kind of roll down, maybe have a little setback in here or a period of consolidation.
Well, off those September lows, you got your 60-cent move to the upside, which is a number that you like to talk about. So one would think that, at least for now, you might move sideways.
Well, soybeans were right up against that sideways type trading range of 610 to 615. This is a hard spot, I think, on the lead futures chart. We start clearing this area, then I think, you know, then that opens up the gate to go on to the 650 area. So I think, you know, this is a spot here for beans to kind of really break out of their sideways trading range that they've been in. Now we're at the top end. We're testing that top end resistance to see whether or not we can kind of clear this area and set the stages in for another push up. But we're fairly overbought from a technical perspective. The fundamentals on beans are good, but, you know, we still have a lot of beans around, and right at the moment we just kind of got a vacuum here. I still think the market is still being supported a lot by the fact that end users, that we did not get an August-September break in prices that end users were planning on buying into, and now they're kind of caught here having to chase the market higher.
December corn now at 317, up 1.5, been as high as 321.5 today, contract high 324.5. Is this a place where we take a pause and maybe revisit that gap left over from 12 October before deciding what to do next?
Well, we may. That's going to be the first support point on the way down on a setback or a period of consolidation to see how well that gap open holds, how much strength is in that gap. If that gap is filled, I think that would be negative. I think it needs to kind of stay open. But the thing that we're seeing in corn and is today's export sales number. Now, you don't want to use 1 week, but the number, you know, came in here at about, 32 million?
A little less than usual.
And, see, we've been having a lot of 40 and 50s, so it does suggest that maybe this price, this spike that we've had up in the market over the past 2 to 3 weeks might be slowing the appetite for export activity. Now, soybeans still came in awful good at 31. I'd like to have a 31 number every week. We'd be in good shape. But that's a little slower, too, than what the beans have been doing, too. So it does indicate that, and that was the function of the corn market with the rally, was to slow demand as well as increase acres. And then, of course, you know, there's a lot of speculation now with all this rust being reported in the southern part of the growing area that will automatically shift farmers to more corn next year because they don't want to maybe mess around with having to deal with rust. So, see, that's something that's come into the market that kind of indicates that maybe the corn market's done what it needs to do for now, and the bean market will rally on ideas that maybe soybean acres could fall sharply next year. So it's going to, you know, there's going to be enough stuff in the pot to keep this thing mixed up, but the market needs to go on up here and make some new highs, both in corn and wheat, new highs for the move, or otherwise it's going to struggle and, you know, kind of have a setback going into the end of the month.
Seems like folks are less positive about wheat making a new high for the month. And, in fact, the talk looks like it's back down to the 491 area.
Well, chart-wise, you know, the wheat market does look like it's poised to have more of a correctional type move, and we'll see where we go from there. You got to, you know, see how $5 holds, and then you can start talking about like $4.90 and whatnot. But and see, wheat has been the main leader here, and if wheat rolls down, it'll be hard to keep corn from having a setback also.
So I guess we're left with, well, we're out of time. I just looked up at the clock. Thanks so much, Dan.
Okay.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at lead options, December wheat in Kansas City, 533 up 8.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 513.25 up 3/4. December corn, 316.25 up 3/4. Nov beans, 609.25 up 4.75. December soybean meal, 180.10 up 50. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.